If the fellowship didn't exist, what would be missing from your life? Pondering this question took me on a little journey back to April of 2014 when I first came through these doors. It was a pretty different time in my life. I was living at the Harbor House, unable to work, completely isolated, and had really lost touch with who I was. I had difficulty making eye contact and apologized for everything, including once, memorably, apologizing to somebody's front step for falling off of it. It was my job coach who recommended the fellowship. I'd stopped attending the church where my dad was a pastor and had recently received my official letter of excommunication. Yep, they still do that. What I remember most about my first day was that everything made me cry. The hymns, the readings, congregational response, the bulletin, the decor, Tony Salsic dancing around with plants on his head for the plant sale. It made me cry because for the first time in years, I felt accepted. And not accepted like some of those supposedly liberal churches who are like, we even accept your kind. Really accepted, loved even, celebrated. I have experienced love here like I've never experienced in my life. That love saved me. It turned my life around. This place is like some kind of all-inclusive spiritual resort and spa for people that are hanging by a thread. And that's why I believe this fellowship is so important. What is it worth to you to save a life? What is it worth to you to save my life? If you knew that you had the power to transform not just one individual, but a whole community, would you do it? You do have that power. Every dollar you set aside, every hour you serve, every person you tell about this place, that is money and time invested directly into helping every scared, sad, lonely person whom our ministry touches. That's what stewardship is to me. It's being both a gracious recipient of the gifts I've been given and also mindfully allocating my resources so that others can be blessed the way I've been blessed. Through your time and talents, you all have nurtured me toward becoming the person I am today. I am so grateful for all of you and for your continued support of this spiritual place of respite.